And now back to Leanne Zaharovich and Women Mean Business, a presentation of Today's Woman Network.
In 1937, Napoleon Hill wrote one of the best business books in history. It is called Think and Grow Rich. If it's not something you have read, I highly recommend you put it on your reading list, whether you own the business or you're in your career. I'm going to give you a quick 5-minute synopsis because I think this is a powerful book and some of the key points I carry with me every day because it's so inspirational. The first thing that I really enjoy about this book is Napoleon Hill makes sure that we know that dreams can turn not just into reality, but into riches. And he cites several examples of people who have a great idea, have a dream, who make it happen and end up changing the world for us. And we know some of those people, the inventors of the world, the Wright brothers, who said that they would build a machine that would fly through the air, and people laughed at them until the day that they were able to make it go and launch that to the world. In the 1890s, an Italian named Marconi claimed he would harness the forces of ether to transmit messages through the air without wires. His closest friends thought that this was so ridiculous that they took him away for psychiatric evaluation. Can you imagine that, Tiffany? Your friends thinking you're so whacked that they put you in a psychiatric ward?
I can't imagine that, and I hope I never have to experience it.
Well, just don't be talking about ether and wireless transmission, although that is what we now know as the wireless telegraph. So there's many examples in history of people who were cited as being a little bit off their rocker, who actually changed the world for us. And it's not just having the dream and having a wish, it's having persistence. And Napoleon Hill says that the 4 steps to persistence are to first have a definite purpose with a burning desire for its fulfillment. We know this as knowing your why, but I love the way he says having a definite purpose. And also you need to have a definite plan with continuous action. You can't just think, oh, that would be so wonderful to have that. It's working your butt off every day to make it happen. And I know people like Tiffany and I have done that. The third thing is to close out all negative thought, all negative influences, even if they come from relatives, friends, and acquaintances. And that's probably the hardest thing because we want to talk about our dreams and plans with people. And if they're a little bit negative, it's harder to block them out because we have a relationship with them. And the fourth is a friendly alliance with one or more people who encourage you and support you to follow your plan and your purpose. And this is what he calls the mastermind. Napoleon Hill is the founder of this idea, well, not the founder of the idea, but I think he is the one who really brought it to our attention that no two minds ever come together without thereby creating a third invisible, intangible force, which could be likened to a third mind. And throughout his book, he talks about how no one person can possibly have all the information, experience, and ability to ensure the accumulation of great fortune. It's only with the cooperation of other people that this is possible. In fact, he goes on to say that the economic advantages may be created by any person who surrounds himself with the advice, counsel, and cooperation of a group who are willing to lend them wholeheartedly their support, their ideas, and provide perfect harmony. I know that mastermind is an important part of my business. I provide mastermind groups to business owners. Tiffany, I know you're part of a mastermind group, and we know that this is the way to multiply our experience and our knowledge.
Absolutely. In fact, you and I met at one of those groups.
That's right. Yes, we did. Whenever you have more people looking at your business, it helps you. So in summary, Napoleon Hill, throughout his book, he brings up these points of having a definiteness of purpose, being decisive, because procrastination is the enemy of success. If you are ever just twirling things around in your mind or pushing papers on your desk, that is going to surely lead to downfall. It's decisiveness that gets you to success, as well as determined effort and massive action. He reminds us not to work alone and use the power of the mastermind. And finally, to have persistence, because defeat is temporary. And temporary defeat only means one thing. It means that there's something wrong with your plan. And so when you do experience that temporary defeat, correct your plan, create a new one, and then push on forward. So there it is, your summary for Think and Grow Rich. Have you read that book, Tiffany?
I have not read that book, so I really appreciate that you gave me a summary of it.
Well, you're very welcome. We are talking about Edward de Bono's book, The Six Thinking Hats, and we started learning about the styles. I know there's six of them, and you mentioned the white thinking style. Keep telling us about the different hats that we wear.
Sure. So the white hat, just to review, was around facts and data, and that's something that we're really good at in corporate America, is focusing on those things. So most people have that hat down. The second hat is called the red hat. And the red hat is around intuition, your gut, how you feel about something. And that's something that we don't use as often in business, but has a lot of validity, because a lot of times those hunches or that nagging feeling come from experiences that we've had that are maybe now in our subconscious. So it's really important to tune into that hat as well.
Mm-hmm.
The other hat is called the black hat, and the black hat is also very common in our business. People wear it often. It's about those who are thinking about all the risk, the cons to doing something, or they'll say something like, I'm going to play devil's advocate here. So again, real popular hat in our business world is that black hat thinking.
Well, we meet those people too.
We absolutely do. In fact, that's critical when I facilitate risk assessments on these projects. We need people to be thinking with those black hats on.
Mm-hmm.
The opposite of that black hat is what's called the yellow hat. And the yellow hat is looking at the pros and the benefits and all the reasons why we should move forward with this idea. It's
And the possibility?
Yeah. So if you think of yellow as kind of sunny and it's optimistic. So that's what your yellow hat is looking at.
Mm-hmm.
And then you mentioned possibility. So that's more on the side of what's called green hat thinking. So the green hat is the creative hat. It's the ones who are coming up with the list of ideas and alternatives or possibilities. I just love that word. What are all the options that could be available out there? And sometimes even creating something new. So that's where we want to spend time, is actually not just looking at what's already there, but what could be.
I like it.
Yeah, and then the hat that summarizes all of those hats and actually facilitates the thinking, and it's the one that I use when I'm facilitating, is called the blue hat. So the blue hat is really focused on the process. It's moving people through the different thinking styles in an organized and systematic way so that we get all thinking styles out on the table. And that blue hat summarizes and comes up with next steps. Again, playing that role of the facilitator in moving people through the process so that you come up with some outcome, whatever that goal might be. Could be a list of potential action items. It could actually be coming up with a solution.
Is it possible for one person to wear all hats?
Oh, absolutely. It is possible. But what ends up happening is sometimes people are wearing all those hats at the exact same time. And that can get really confusing when you're bouncing back and forth in your head between all these different hats. Edward de Bono advocates is having a systematic way where you just go through one hat at a time so that you can separate those thinking modes.
And this, again, this article's on your website, readythenumber2act.com, the six thinking hats. Whether you're in a job or the owner of the business, it is worth reviewing these thinking styles and decision-making processes so you're aware of what you're what hat you're wearing. You're listening to Women Mean Business. This show's archive, as well as other shows, is on our website, todayswomannetwork.com. And we're going to continue talking about project planning with Tiffany Dahlberg when we come back after the commercial.